From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Natasha Von Holdridge is reporting for Columbia Green Media that early voting is coming to Kinderhook, according to Columbia County's expansion plan. The County Board of Elections received an early voting expansion grant of nearly $19,000 to add early voting sites within the county. The grant funding supports the addition of a polling site in the county's largest voting area, which is Kinderhook. County Republican Elections Commissioner Kelly Miller-Simons said, and I quote, "We're now having to have an early voting site in our largest municipality. So that will mean we will have two early voting sites, and this grant will help us to cover the cost," end quote. Early voting allows voters to cast their ballots during the 9-day early voting period from October 23rd to the 31st this year. Columbia County Democratic Elections Commissioner Ken Dow said, and I quote, "These schedules are arranged so there's weekend voting, there's weekday voting, and there's some evening voting. Trying to make it available to people with different schedules, that's why the hours vary from day to day," end quote. New York began allowing early voting in 2019. In 2019, Columbia County had 3,371 early voters. In 2020, that number increased to 6,000 people, Dow said. Until now, the only place to vote early in the county was at the Columbia County Office Building on State Street in Hudson. The Kinderhook early voting site will be at the Martin H. Glenn Municipal Building in Valencia. Any registered voter in Columbia County can vote early at either location. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting several local police departments were called out to the Brookwood Secure Center for Youth in Claverick to restore peace during the early afternoon of September 15th. According to the New York State Police, law enforcement gained control of the situation and the facility was secured. Three staff members suffered non-life-threatening injuries and were transported to Columbia Memorial Hospital for treatment. None of the residents were injured. The City of Hudson Police Department, Chatham Police Department, Greenport Police Department, and other police departments and EMS agencies assisted at the scene. The investigation is ongoing, according to the state police, and will be updated as soon as additional information becomes available. The Brookwood Center on Spook Rock Road is operated by the New York State Office of Children and Family Services and houses male and female youth who, while under the age of 16 and now 16 and 17 years of age, were convicted and sentenced in adult criminal court or family court as part of the Raise the Age legislation. Depending upon the sentence, youth may remain in OCFS custody until they are 21 years of age. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Paul Nelson reports for the Times Union, the Nisqually Unitown Board is now divided on the decision of who will be chosen as the town's next police chief looms. Now that the town has thrown out disciplinary charges against acting police chief Michael Stevens, he will likely emerge with only a letter of counseling in his personal file, according to several people familiar with the situation. The charges against Stevens were thrown out because police officers refused to testify against him. A letter of counseling is the formal documentation of an infraction that the person is required to sign, according to information online. Despite the controversy around his candidacy, it is being said Stevens has the backing of at least one town board member. The other two finalists for the position of police chief are Sergeants Todd Frenier and Jordan Cockan. Three members of the board and Supervisor Yasmin Saeed must agree on a candidate by September 17th. Nisqually Police Benevolent Association President Anthony Comanzo did not return a call Wednesday. Last year, the union overwhelmingly approved a vote of no confidence against Stevens. The upset over Stevens' disciplinary record is the latest setback for a department that has seen two chiefs retired surrounded by controversy in little more than a year. Another filed a complaint and the resignation of an officer who encouraged others to quit because of low morale brought on by an alleged lack of support from town officials. Read the full story in the Times Union. Spectrum News reports that a man was quickly arrested September 16th after the Albany Black Lives Matter mural was spray-painted with the letters KKK. Ian Rawlison, 43, of Albany, was charged with fourth-degree criminal mischief as a hate crime and is expected to be arraigned September 17th in city court. He was arrested on Madison Avenue near Lark Street around 3:40 p.m., while the mural is located on Lark Street between Hudson Avenue and Lancaster Street. Recently, stickers promoting the white supremacist group Patriot Front have been found in Hudson, Germantown, Chatham, and Philmont. Read more about this story at the Spectrum News website. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.